It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Former Steelers head coach and tough guy Bill Cowher is now divorced and now dating again.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Quick correction, Bill Cowher's wife passed away. They're not divorced.
Okay, moment of silence.
Passed away,
Craig.
And he's now dating again.
Way to go.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Jessica Simpson's a good example. Wasn't her clothing line that where she made all her tons of money?
The Ashley and Olsen, Mary-Kate Olsen Simpson twins, whatever they are.
What the hell did you just say?
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
All right, the e-brake in 2026. It's brought to us by Advanced Hair Restoration and advancedhair.com. We're going to give you three different candidates. You get to vote on them. 888-787-1310. Up first from the hard line, it's Davey Lane. Guy who takes a lot of shots. And one of these days, running the dump and chase is going to bite him right in the booty. He did it again this week.
But it will stream on Great American Pure Flicks.
What?
Help me on that.
This is what the helpline guy was complaining about.
Now we have to get a subscription to that.
This is from Great American Media, a growing Arlington-based company that specializes in faith and family-friendly content.
Whoops.
Content.
And Jep. Jep and content.
Not
the bad part of either. No, we're not.
Tent.
Did it. He just did it.
And we dumped it, too. We caught it
We
in
warned
time.
Them, too.
Did you it. Always ask me to do a dump and chase ham, and then I do it, and you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe it.
He's right.
We're testing out the equipment that's been stalled for, like, the last month, too.
You're always asking.
Yeah, why did Dave get fired? Well, funny story.
Yeah, he tried to describe hente on the air. Okay, here is a tragic story from...
Why'd you laugh?
Whoa. Transition.
Okay, here's a tragic story.
So,
all right, next time the rain
hentai.
Revival...
Is it hente? What do you call it?
Hente?
Henta?
So pretty clearly... There's just a little part of Davey that wants to be fired every day.
Yeah.
Right?
He has an employment death wish.
Yes. Because one of these days, the dump isn't going to work.
Yeah, he's going to look in there and Ham's going to be shaking his head going, hey, we're out of delay.
That has happened on this station.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We spent a week in exile because of that.
That's right.
We did.
Very unfortunate. And very unfortunate that Davey would drop to that level.
Yeah. I thought that he was better than that.
I did too. Maybe have a talk with him the next time you have one of those rant revivals and tell him to be careful about that. But he's candidate number one. Candidate number two, it's somebody from our morning crew, Baldy.
What? Right.
We have a Baldy combo to listen to here. I heard this when it happened and had a chuckle and... Man, when I've done updates before, this has happened to me. You have a game that you're talking about, and for whatever reason, you only have one of the teams down, and you're thinking, gosh, who'd they beat or who'd they lose to? This is Monday. This happened to Baldy.
Jaguars blow out the Titans 41-7, securing the AFC South. The Texans hang on to beat the Riley Leonard-led Colts 38-30, get the AFC 5 seed. Mitch Trubisky's four touchdowns helps the Bills blow by the Jets 35-8. Bears fall to the Giants 1916, but still gets the NFC 2 seed thanks to the Eagles losing to the Commanders 24-17.
And it was funny because I was paralyzed at the moment. I was going, man, who did the Bears play? And I was trying to think, it was Lions, right? Okay, yeah, Lions. That was a funny moment, and this just happened yesterday to Baldy. When all of a sudden he had us as the Mavericks flagship station.
In Salt Lake City tonight, the Mavs try to silence the Jazz. Last time these teams met, Cooper Flagg scored a career-high 42 points in a 141-33 overtime loss. A tip-off at 8 here on the ticket. Not on the tickets, just in general. Another head coach in the NFL, Mike McDaniel's out in Miami. In four seasons with the Dolphins, McDaniel amassed a 35-33 regular season record.
All right. Way to go, Baldy. just in general.
They're just going
to
be playing in general.
You know, around.
I hope I see that listed in radio and TV listings at some point. 8 o'clock tonight, just in general.
All right,
there's, there's the Baldy combo for you as candidate number two. And then candidate number three from the invasion, Matt McLaren in talking about the Cowboys with Donovan. I guess was trying to get to, say, to manage the salary cap or massage the salary cap, and he came up with this.
I can't see this front office willing to pay CD $34 million and George Pickens $31, $32 million. I can't see that with this team.
Then you got to tag them and figure out a way to eat it, which is going to be really hard to do because Dak has a $74 million cap hit next year. You, of course, can't go into the season with that. So they're going to have to extend that out on the void years. And CD, I think his cap hits like 38 next year. They'll finagle.
That'll get the deal done.
Maneuver? I think I was thinking finagle and massage. And it came out menage.
Look, you got to throw in whatever will get you a discount.
Right. They got to menage it.
It's 12:58. It's the invasion.
It's like, not.
We'll come back.
It isn't 12:58.
We'll hear from. Jeez, did I say 58?
Your wheels are way off.
What's going on here?
12:28. I was just 30 minutes off. I was trying to get the hell out of here. That's what I was trying to do.
See you later.
I was trying to get the hell out of here.
I put that in for you, Gordo, since you were obsessed with a radio show here in Dallas that always talked about menage.
What are you talking about? I don't know what you're referencing.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. They're called Ron and Don, and they always talked about menage. And you couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah, menage, freestyle from there.
Pretty much freestyle from the. All right, so those are your three candidates, Davey, Baldy, or Matt. 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George, I'd like to vote for Matt McLaren's stupid face. And yours too. Goodbye.
Okay. That's wow. Skip, fake Skip
that
Bayless.
Like Skip. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Am I on IM Radio?
Whoa! She is back. We hadn't heard from her in forever.
Welcome.
Maybe the fake one.
Hi, musers. Thank you, Craig. It's been a while. I've been C-blocked from all the other callers, all these juvenile callers trying to call into the E-break.
That's a fake one, right?
No, I think
this is
real.
The real one.
No,
this is a real one, and I'm still all hot and bothered from that Alonzo jib.
Yeah, sorry about that, Natalie.
Yeah, typical tick.
Yeah, I know. It happened.
Well, hey, I want to cast my vote today for Generation X Davey Lane. Just so you know, and go Red Raiders, Grant McCaslin, Jeb, get your guns up.
Okay, we'll see ya. You know, I think her voice is changing.
I think he's triple fake.
I think he's getting older, and her voice is changing because of it. I think that's what's happening there. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Well, welcome back, boys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's your favorite Radio Row P1, Cruz and Alito.
Oh, hey, Cruz.
Hi, Cruz.
Hey, I also want to first just say I was also fascinated with Partridge Family Mama.
Oh, yeah, we all were. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Vote for McLaren.
Vote for McLaren, okay.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
I will cast one vote for candidate two.
Okay. That's Baldy. That was weird, but it was funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, Craig.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on Colorado State football in 2026?
Well,
it
needs to be a lot better than it was in 2025.
It's a little generic. We'll work on the response for next week. I appreciate your energy. I appreciate you guys. Let's have a great 2026, and give me number two.
Okay.
But mainly...
Baldy picking up a couple of votes. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, what were the options again?
Oh, my gosh.
Still makes me laugh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, what were the choices again?
God, two in a row. How does he do that? Hello, you're on Ticket Radio.
Yeah, I want to vote for Matt McLaren.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Hello, George.
Happy New Year.
Yes, yes, it's Brandy Tom. Happy New Year. Welcome back. How are you?
Doing great, Brady Tom.
Very well, very well. Hey, what about, what is it all about?
What is it all about?
It's all about you.
Okay.
Okay, how about those Hurricanes?
About the who?
The Puerto Ricans? What'd you say?
Oh, the Hurricanes.
The Hurricanes.
So it's all about the you.
Okay.
Beating a bell. He does so good. All right. Well, we vote for Matt McLaren.
Okay. Thank you. Brady Tom. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Good morning, fellas.
Morning.
This here's Rubber Duck, and I'm driving me a convoy.
Heck yeah.
I'd like to vote for that bear. Number two.
Baldy? Okay. Thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Y'all hear anything?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, guys.
Hey.
You think next fight night we could get Howard Garrett versus Neil Sperry?
My gosh.
I don't want to see Neil fighting anybody.
Absolutely not. We love Neil Sperry.
The dirt doctor, Howard Garrett.
All right. Just give me a choice three, then.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
I can't see this front office willing to pay CD $34 million and George Pickens $31, $32 million. I can't see that with this team.
Then you got to tag them and figure out a way to eat it, which is going to be really hard to do because Dak has a $74 million cap hit next year. You, of course, can't go into the season with that. So they're going to have to extend that out onto void years. And CD, I think his cap hit's like 38 next year. They'll maneuver. I think I was thinking finagle and massage, and it came out menage.
Look, you got to throw in whatever will get you a discount.
Right, they got to menage it.
Okay, it's 12:58. It's the invasion.
It's like, not.
We'll come back.
It isn't 12:58.
We'll hear. Jeez,
your wheels are way off.
What's going on here?
12:28. I was just 30 minutes off. Trying to get the hell out of here. That's what I was trying to do.
See you later.
I was trying to get the hell out of here.
All right. Way to go, Matt. How many wins is that for him?
That is Matt's third e-break win. He is now 137 behind the all-time leader who got to an even 140 over Dry Dock. Norman, I know all about Menage Hitzkus.
Wow. Norm won
140.
He won one for the Normathon? Right.
Okay. I think it was the week leading up to the Normathon that he got one.
Wow.
Hello. And his tune-up to the Normathon.
Hello.
Do what you want.
Hello.